It's Christmas time again, and so many memories come flooding back. The problem is, when you get to be my age, those memories kind of all run together. But there is one Christmas I'll never forget. Now, let's see, it would be somewhere around 1949. Yeah, that's it, Christmas 1949 in Caldwell, New Jersey. My father had died just 2 years before, and it was me, Mom, and my two little sisters. We lived in a tiny apartment not too far away from the local diner where Mom worked as a waitress. Things were a little different back then. Gasoline was 20 cents a gallon, a postage stamp was 3 pennies, and a loaf of bread was a whopping 14 cents. 2 quarters would pay for a nice meal in a restaurant, and many workers made less than $1 an hour.
Hurry up, kids, it's time for dinner. We're gonna be late for church.
What's for supper, Mom? I'm starving.
Peanut butter sandwiches and beans.
Peanut butter again? I wish I lived next door to John. Last night, he got 2 whole hamburgers for supper.
Mmm, that sounds so good.
Mom, my hair looks awful.
Oh, like usual.
Just sit down and eat, dear. I'll help you after supper.
Can I have a glass of real milk, please?
Sorry, Sammy. That milk's for something special. Go ahead and get some canned milk off the stove, and I'll mix it with that pitcher over there. It's just as good.
Just as good?
You're right, Mother. I can hardly tell the difference anymore.
Yeah, you could if you were normal, Becky.
That's Rebecca to you, little bother.
Rebecca? Since when?
Since I've grown up. And you should start minding your elders, Pipsqueak.
Rebecca?
Okay, kids, that's enough. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this food, but most of all, thank you for our salvation. Now please help us all to be kind to each other as we eat this delicious supper. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Christmas was always a pretty sparse affair at our house, but Mom did her best. Each one of us would prize the small gift she put under the tree. Usually we would get a tangerine, hard candy, and a toy from the Salvation Army. We didn't have much, of course, neither did anyone else we knew, but we did have the Lord. Do you know what we found out? The Lord is good to every one of his children. Much of our lives revolved around our church, 4 blocks north of our apartment. We loved it there, the music, the preaching, and all the wonderful people. We used to live for Sundays and Wednesday nights. If the doors were open, wild horses couldn't keep us away. I especially remember Pastor Thomas. He was my hero.
The Lord has been mighty good to our little church this year, hasn't he? I know we may not have all the things we may like to have, but we have great riches in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why, just the last 6 months, we've seen 3 families reach for the Lord. And did you know that the average person sitting here tonight is wealthier than the 90% of the rest of the world? Yes, we're rich in a lot of ways, but most of all, let's be thankful for the gift almost 2,000 years ago. Heaven's greatest treasure was sent to earth, the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to do something a little unusual this year. Let's plan on taking a sacrificial offering for a really needy family here in Caldwell. I've contacted the folks at the Salvation Army, and they're helping me locate a family that is struggling. Since Christmas comes on a Sunday this year, let's plan on taking the offering Christmas morning, 4 weeks from today, and then I'll deliver it to them on Christmas afternoon. Let's all try to figure out what we can do without for the next 4 weeks, so we can show the love of Christ to someone in real need. Perhaps we can reach them for the Lord, too.
Oh, Mom, isn't it exciting?
Exciting?
Yeah, about raising money for that poor family in town.
Oh, yes, I think it's a great idea.
I've been such a dummy complaining all the time. Why, there's lots of people who are worse off than we are.
That's right, Sammy. We have much to be thankful for.
How much are we going to give in the offering, Mom?
Well, I suppose we could give something.
Something?
Listen, you two. Money doesn't just grow on trees.
Kids, I'd love to help with that offering, but I don't have enough to buy you any presents.
Mom, don't worry about us. We don't want any presents.
Who doesn't?
We don't. We'd much rather see that poor family get saved, wouldn't we, Becky?
Well, I suppose that would be nice.
Good. Now all we gotta do is get some extra money.
I suppose I could find some extra work somewhere.
Mom, you already work way too hard. Let us take care of this.
Ha! Huh. What can you do, baby brother?
Well, being the man of the family, I've got plans.
What kind of plans?
On the way home from church today, I noticed quite a few yards still covered with leaves. That got me thinking. Shouldn't they be raked up before the snow comes?
Has anyone asked you?
Oh, they don't need to. I'll just go around and rake them up. And then afterwards, I can go around and ask for donations.
Why, that's a great idea.
Why, thank you, Miss Rebecca.
Mom, what if we use margarine instead of butter for the next 4 weeks?
and water instead of milk.
That would save a little, I suppose, if you kids don't mind.
We could all have cornflakes for supper every night.
Yeah, with water on it.
Yuck!
Come on, Becky, you need to lose a few pounds anyway.
I'd like to lose a few pounds, and his name is Sammy.
Come on, Becky, please.
What do you think, Becky?
I suppose. I could do some extra babysitting to help out, too.
I can help, too.
I knew you would come through, big sister.
Come to think of it, Miss Brooks hasn't been able to clean her house since she had that fall 2 weeks ago.
I bet she'd be glad to have my help, Mom.
She just might, Katie.
And she'd probably even pay you, too.
Mom, do you remember that delicious fudge you used to make?
I sure do. It was my grandmother's recipe.
Oh, Mom, that stuff was delicious.
Yeah, why don't you make it anymore, Mom?
Well, it's awfully expensive with all that chocolate and butter.
Well, I was thinking, maybe Mr. Harris down at the A&P would give us a loan, enough money to buy all the things we need to make the fudge. Then we could sell the fudge door to door and pay him back in no time.
That's a great idea.
I can help, too.
I volunteer to lick the pan, sir.
That just might work.
We're going to make lots of money, Mom. Just wait and see.
That poor family will have a Christmas they'll never forget.
We'll give them tons of money. This is going to be the greatest Christmas of all.
As the days passed, our excitement grew. We lived on beans, cornflakes, peanut butter, and bologna, but we loved it. We were on a mission, and no sacrifice was too great. And 2 weeks later...
Let's get down the cookie jar and see how much money we've made so far.
You kids are going to wear that money out if you keep counting it so much.
I've got some more, Mom. Mr. Miller gave me a whole $1 William for raking his lawn this afternoon.
Why are you calling it a $1 William?
Because I'm not familiar enough with it to call it a $1 bill.
Sammy, I'm gonna burn that joke book of yours.
Look at this. Miss Brooks gave me 50 cents for helping her clean her house.
Wow, that's great, Katie. What about you, Becky?
I'm sure you wouldn't be interested.
Come on, Becky. Did you get paid today?
I can't seem to remember.
Becky.
Oh, yes. Now I remember. Mrs. Smith finally paid me for all that babysitting I did last week. What do you think of this? One Lincoln and three Georges.
$8.
Wow, Becky, she must really appreciate you.
Oh, it's nothing for someone as mature as I am.
I can't believe it. $8.
You haven't heard the best news yet.
There's more?
Mom, I gave her a taste of your fudge and she loved it. She said that she needed two batches for her garden party tomorrow night.
We sold the last piece this afternoon.
Is she gonna pay us?
You better believe it. She said she'd pay us $5 if we delivered two batches to her by supper tomorrow.
$5?
But Becky, I have to be at the diner in 30 minutes.
Mom, don't you worry. I'll handle everything. The best cooks in the world are men, you know.
Oh, brother.
Now I'll just turn the stove on first.
That's the clock, Sammy.
Yeah, I knew that, but it needed a little adjustment anyway. Everybody knows this is the stove control over here.
That's the oven, sweetie.
I have an idea. Mom, why don't you explain to all of us exactly how to make the fudge? Then Katie and I can, help. Would that be all right, Sammy?
Well, okay. I guess I could let you do some of the easy stuff, like washing dishes and cleaning up.
You're too kind, Your Majesty.
Hey, what are we gonna call it?
Call what?
The fudge.
How about something really novel, like fudge? It's worked so far.
Nah, that's way too plain. If this stuff is really gonna go, it's gotta sound special.
Mom, didn't you say it was your grandmother's recipe?
That's right, Katie.
Maybe we could call it Grandma's Fudge.
That's better, but it still needs more pizzazz.
This is ridiculous.
How about Grandma's Famous Fudge?
Now you're talking. Katie, you're a marketing genius.
And so it was born, Grandma's Famous Fudge. Mom gave us a 20-minute lesson on fudge making, then hurried out the door to work. But by the time she had come home, we had burnt fudge all over the kitchen, and we kids were all mad at each other. But with Mom's help, before the night was over, we had two perfect batches of Grandma's Famous Fudge. First thing in the morning, I proudly delivered the pride and joy to Mrs. Smith. She loved our fudge, and everyone in her garden club bragged about it too. Before we knew it, we had orders coming out of our ears. It seemed every one of those women had a Christmas party that wouldn't be complete without Grandma's Famous Fudge. We were having the times of our lives working around the clock. That needy family wasn't gonna be poor anymore. The wealth of a thousand kingdoms were piling up in our cookie jar. And just 2 weeks later,
Oh, thanks for supper, Mom. That was delicious.
Thanks, Sammy. I worked long and hard on those cornflakes.
They were really good, Mom.
I don't know why you kids talk me into letting you have cornflakes instead of meatloaf on Christmas Eve.
Mom, it's our last chance to save money for the offering tomorrow.
I know, but you kids deserve something special once in a while, too.
Mom, it was very special. I can't remember the last time I had real milk on my cereal.
You kids beat all. I'm so proud of you.
I am so excited. I don't know if I can sleep tonight or not.
Hey, let's count the money again.
I'll get the cookie jar. It's empty.
Empty?
It's gone. All the money.
I knew this would happen. Somebody call the police.
Call the army.
I know who took the money.
Who? Let me at him.
I did.
You?
Yes, I did. I took that change to the bank this afternoon to get some larger bills.
Mom, don't scare us like that.
I almost had a heart attack.
I did have a heart attack.
Whoa. Sorry, Sammy. I hope there's no permanent damage.
Now get up off that floor before I give you some real permanent damage.
You know what, Becky? You need a sense of humor.
And you just need some sense.
Where's the money, Mom?
Right here in my purse. All $122 of it.
Mom, is that what I think it is?
A $100 bill.
Wow, a brand new $100 bill. It doesn't look real.
It's real, all right.
Can I hold it, Mom?
Sure, Sammy, here.
Wow, I feel like a millionaire.
Let me hold it, Sammy.
Hold your horses, Katie, and just let me look at it for a minute. That needy family's gonna faint when they see this.
I can't wait till Pastor takes the offering tomorrow morning.
Are you kids sure you want to give all that money in the offering tomorrow?
Of course, Mom.
That's what we've been planning all along.
I know. I just want to make sure that's what you want to do.
Why wouldn't we?
Well, I'm a terrible mother. I don't have any presents for you guys, and it's Christmas.
We know that, Mom. That was the plan.
I know, but I still feel guilty. Your father would have made sure you at least had something. It wouldn't hurt to take a little bit of that money down to the Salvation Army and get you kids some gifts.
We can't do that.
Sammy, what about your shoes? Those holes aren't getting any smaller.
I can always cut out new pieces of cardboard to put inside them like I always do. Hey, they're fine.
Becky, what about your winter coat? It's so small you can't even button it.
Well, I always got too hot when it was buttoned anyway.
Katie, wouldn't you like a new toy?
I suppose so, Mom, but not near as much as I'd like to help that poor family. I just know they're gonna get saved.
I gotta hand it to you kids. Your father would be so proud of you.
Mom, can I put this $100 bill in the offering tomorrow?
I think you'd have to ask your sister about that one, Sammy.
It's fine with me.
Becky?
I suppose so.
All right.
But how are we going to divide up the rest of the money?
Let's see. Mom, you ought to give the $20, and Becky, each one of us will put in a dollar.
Just $1?
Kids, it doesn't matter how much you put in the offering tomorrow. You all have worked very hard on this, and the Lord will reward each one of you.
I didn't sleep a wink that night. We got to church early in the morning and sat right down in front so that we could be the first to give. Some of the kids looked at us rather strangely because we were all wearing the same old clothes that we wore all year long, but I didn't care. I had more money in my hand than they had ever dreamed about. The service seemed to drag on forever. Finally, the big moment arrived. As long as I live, I will never forget the thrill about dropping that bill into the offering plate. My eyes filled with tears. I was the happiest, richest kid on earth. Just like the wise men, I had given my very best to the Lord.
What's for Christmas dinner, Mom?
Well, you'll never guess what the A&P had on sale today.
What?
A giant box of cornflakes.
Cornflakes?
And they had a sale on oatmeal, too.
Oatmeal, my favorite.
Hey, I've got an idea. Maybe we could raise money and give it to another needy family and give it to them on New Year's.
Sir, they'll need fudge for their New Year's parties, won't they?
Please, no more fudge.
Sorry, kids. No fudge today.
Thank goodness.
Why not, Mom?
Because I'm using the oven.
For cornflakes?
Sorry, Sammy, the cornflakes will have to wait. The A&P also had something else on sale.
What was it?
A half-priced turkey.
Oh, turkey, that sounds so delicious.
And cranberry sauce.
And mashed potatoes.
And dressing.
And all the trimmings. We're gonna eat like the richest family in town today.
I wonder if Pastor Thomas has seen that poor family yet.
That's right. He could be giving them our money right now.
Yeah, he might be showing them how to get saved at this very moment.
Mom, we better hurry up and pray that God will work in their hearts.
That sounds like a good idea, Sammy. Why don't you go ahead and lead us?
Okay. Dear Jesus, you have given us so much. Thank you for the best Christmas ever. I especially pray for Pastor Thomas as he delivers that money to those poor people. Lord, I pray that you will give him the right words to say.
Who could that be?
I'll get it. Pastor Thomas, we were just praying for you. Have you delivered the money yet?
Well, not quite yet. I talked with the folks at the Salvation Army, and then met with the deacons, and the vote was unanimous.
Vote? What vote? What are you talking about?
The deacons and the Missionary Society, all of them agreed.
Agreed on what?
That the special offering should be given to you and your family.
To us? But Pastor...
No, that's settled. Here. God bless you and have a Merry Christmas.
Who was it, Mom?
What's wrong? Who is at the door?
It was Pastor Thomas.
Pastor Thomas? What did he say? Did he deliver the money yet?
Did the needy family get saved?
He gave me this.
What is it?
It's the offering, honey.
But it was supposed to go to a poor family.
The poorest family in town.
I guess that's us, Katie.
We're not poor.
Well, the whole church says we are.
I just want to die. What are my friends going to say?
Great. This morning I was a millionaire, and now I'm a beggar. Merry Christmas.
Humbug. Why don't we go out in the street corner and beg for food like the rest of the bums?
Kids, it's not as bad as it seems. The Lord has control of this.
I can never show my face in that church again.
Becky, don't talk like that. Remember when Jesus came to earth? He was humiliated too.
But I don't want to be humiliated, and I am not touching that money.
What are we going to do with it, Mom?
I don't know, Sammy. Maybe we should ask the Lord to show us.
Even though we prayed that day, we still felt terrible. To make matters worse, I counted the money. It came out to be $141. We had given it all except for $19. As far as I was concerned, I never wanted to step foot in that church again. But the next Sunday was New Year's Day, and Mom forced us to go, much to her regret.
I am never going back to that dumb church again.
Don't worry, Slugger. They'll lock the doors if they see you coming.
Sammy, why did you hit David?
Because he called me a beggar.
So?
So I showed him who the real beggar was.
What is that supposed to mean?
When I got through beating him up, he was down on his knees begging for mercy.
Pastor Thomas was awfully upset. He said David's nose was bleeding everywhere.
It was really neat, Mom. There was blood all over the carpet.
Great. Not only is my brother a beggar, he's a juvenile delinquent, too.
Kids, I'm having a hard time with this, too, but we've got to hang on to the truth in Christ. We are rich, not poor. We are rich.
Why don't you tell that to the whole church, Mom?
Sammy, you be quiet. We are not beggars, no matter what anybody says.
Sorry, Mom.
If only your father were here. He'd know what to do.
You'll be fine, Mom. Don't cry.
Please don't make us go back to that church, Mom.
Lord, help me get through this. What am I supposed to do? I could just die.
Underneath the stars, just a simple man and wife somewhere in the dark. His words cut the silent night. Take my hand, for the child that you carry is God's own. And though it seems the road is long, we're not that far from Bethlehem, where all our hope and joy began. For in our arms we'll cherish him. We're not that far from Bethlehem. Let us celebrate as the Christmases go by. Learn to live our days with our hearts near to the child, ever drawn, ever close to the only love that lasts. And though 2,000 years have passed, we are not there far from Bethlehem, where all our hope and joy began. For when our hearts still cherish Him, we're not that far. We are not that far from Bethlehem, where all our hope and joy began. For when our hearts still cherish Him, we're not that far. We're not that far from Bethlehem.
The following week was awfully difficult. Although we three kids tried to be strong, Mom still cried a lot. We had not seen her this low since Dad's funeral. I was mad at everybody, but I was especially mad at God. Why was He allowing Mom to suffer so much? The following Sunday, Mom decided we better try to go to church one more time, and not one of us were about to tell her no. There was a special speaker there that Sunday named Dallas Washer, who was a missionary to Africa. His exciting stories about serving the Lord in a very difficult place helped us to forget about our own problems, at least for a little while.
In the rainforests of Africa, Sunday morning services are a lot different than they are here. For instance, I was preaching in the villages just two months ago of Koja, and it started pouring rain. Since our church has a grass roof on it, it wasn't long before leaks started appearing here and there. People started shifting about to stop from getting wet. Then things really got interesting when a large poisonous snake fell from the ceiling. Right then and there, I decided the time has come for us to get a new metal roof on our church in Koja. Now, this project will cost about $150, which is a gigantic sum for our poverty-stricken Africans. I pray today that the Lord will put a burden in your heart to give to this project. The sum is great, but our Lord is able.
Before we close the service today, I'd like to take a special offering for Brother Washer. Now, I know that 2 weeks after Christmas is not exactly the best time in the world to raise money, but these fellow Christians in Africa have a real need. Let's all try to give something.
I think the idea hit us all at the same time. We all looked at Mom, who was smiling for the first time since Christmas. As soon as the service was over and we got outside, we started talking about a mile a minute.
Sammy, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I am, if you're thinking what I'm thinking.
I think we're all thinking the same thing.
Would somebody please just say it?
We need to give our money to the missionary.
How much money do you guys want to give?
All of it, of course. There's not any question.
Even that might not be enough.
How are we going to get it there?
Let's take it to the Miller's house.
Why would we take it there?
Because that's where he spent the night. He's not leaving until after lunch.
How did you know that, Sammy?
Simple. I asked the pastor.
You're a genius, baby brother.
Why, thank you, Your Highness.
We quickly walked the rest of the way home. I grabbed the money envelope that had been sitting untouched on the kitchen table for 2 weeks. We immediately set out again. It was a long walk to the Miller's house, but we arrived just as Mr. Washer was putting his suitcases in the car.
Hey, sir, my family and I would like to have a talk with you.
Oh, me, I'm sorry. I don't live here. I'm just visiting the area.
We know that, but we'd like you to help us.
Well, I don't have much money, but I'll do what I can.
Mister, we don't want your money. We're wondering if you could help us get rid of some money. There, in that envelope.
Hey, are you kids in some kind of trouble?
We, sir, are.
We already tried to get rid of it once, but it didn't work. Here.
Now, where'd that money come from?
We got it all over town.
And we've had to do all kinds of things to get it, too.
Yeah, sometimes we had to stop people right on the street.
Oh, really?
Phew, you kids sure set a mean pace. Did you give Mr. Washer the money yet?
Not yet, but we're trying to, Mom.
How'd you know my name, ma'am?
We saw you at the service this morning.
You were great, Mr. Washer.
Yeah, especially that part about the big snake.
Oh, now this is all starting to make sense.
How much money did you get in the offering this morning?
Sammy.
That's okay, ma'am. We got about $11, son.
That's all?
Well, every little bit helps. In God's time, we'll get that new roof. You'll see.
But we don't want you to wait that long.
Will you take our money now in this envelope and add it to the offering? We didn't have it with us this morning.
Is that all right with you, ma'am?
They earned that money, Mr. Washer, and they want you to have it.
Yes, you can reach lots of people for Jesus.
Is this money you need for your family?
Mister, don't you worry about us. We're really, really rich, and there's lots more where this came from.
Sammy!
It's true, Mom. The Lord gave us that money, and He's got lots more.
He sure does. Now, what are your names?
We'd rather not say, sir. Please don't tell anyone who gave you this.
I understand. Thank you very much.
Sammy, what's that in your pocket?
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot. It's for Mr. Washer to take with him to Africa.
What is it?
Yeah. Well, it used to be fudge.
And if you don't mind, just tell them that the richest family in town gave you that money.
We were a different family after that. I think we floated all the way home, singing, laughing, and thanking the Lord for His goodness. Much to our surprise, we began getting more requests for Grandma's famous fudge. And before long, we had quite a business going. Then, one Sunday night, several months later, we got another surprise.
Tonight, for our missionary report, I'd like to read a letter that we received on Friday.
Dear friends, I've enclosed a picture of our church in Koja. Thanks to you, we now have a brand new snake-proof metal roof. We had our first service on last Sunday. Even though it was raining, 8 people got saved at the end of the service. Let me have a special thanks to one of your families who went the extra mile to help us with this project. They only identified themselves as the richest family in town. Thank you, folks. I appreciate your unusual sacrifice. Yours for souls, Dallas Washer.
Well, I think that perhaps Dallas Washer got mixed up with one of his other supporting churches. But nonetheless, I want to thank you all who gave toward that roof.
Ever since that night, all those years ago, I realized that I'm a member of the wealthiest family and my father owns it all. Oh, we still had hard times, plenty of them, but the Lord always provided. I even made it through 4 years of Bible college, and you'll never guess who paid my way. Grandma's famous fudge factory. Over the years, I suppose we made a lot of money, but we never held on to much of it. However, we had built several churches and supported hundreds of missionaries around the world. You see, it never made much sense in me to keep a bunch of money down here when you could send it on ahead up there. Now think about it. 1,000 years from now, it's not going to matter a hill of beans of the clothes you're wearing or how much money you have in the bank. All that's going to matter is your relationship with Jesus Christ, the greatest treasure of all. Our lights, Josiah Mannon. Sound, James Stoffer and Mark Burton. Church people, Kenny Lyons, Abby Stoffer, Matt Brogdon, and Travis Hillstead. Pastor Thomas, Ben Mannon. Missionary, Dallas Washer, Aaron Hillstead. Katie, Rachel Mannon. Rebecca, Debbie McLean. Mom, Nikki Cormican. Sammy, Joshua Mannon. Narrator, yours truly, Ryan Bongard. And with special thanks to our director, Debbie Mannon.